listening to the DJ Strickland podcast. I have no idea where April went, but it disappeared so fast, and we are already into May. And here is what's happening in Toronto, Canada, where I live. It's spring. And I mean, spring has sprung in so many beautiful ways. And I was out with a walk, on a walk with a friend, doing Infinitum. If you haven't heard about that, you really should check it out. I've just been working on an Infinitum field guide that we're producing soon that's going to help people just walk through the basics of Infinitum until they're practicing rhythms that help us to live lives that look like love and look like Jesus. And it's really exciting. Even as I'm writing it, I'm just kind of like reawakening to what a beautiful thing that God has helped me discover for my own practice and my own spiritual life and my own real life. I shouldn't say spiritual life because, well, all of our lives are a spiritual exercise. So on the walk with my friend, something happened and it was really, really beautiful. We were walking, we share a lot about what God's doing in our lives. It's an Infinitum hub, so we practice the discipline of sharing our lives, of practicing Jesus together and encourage one another and really talk to each other about our struggles and really try to deepen our faith in relationship to each other. So itself is a gift, but in the spring on this beautiful walk in Toronto, Canada, as we saw everything coming to life and everything blooming, in the middle of the walk, my friend said, "Just stop." We were kind of nearing the end of the walk, actually, and we just stopped, and she said, "Just breathe." And as we breathed in, like it was the aroma of life. That's my best description of what we breathed in. We breathed in a combination of, like, flowers and trees and grass and dirt and earth and... It was this, just stop and breathe. And in that moment, you know, it really happened quickly and then we kept walking because I had to get home. But in that moment, I thought, you know, there are some kind of things that happen at spring. And I'm loosely calling this rules for spring living. And they naturally happen to us at springtime because, especially if you're from a climate like this one where you've been hibernating. I mean, literally in April, people, we had an ice storm. Ah! And people were like, you know, without power and like stuck in the freezing. Ice was falling from the sky. I mean, I can't even describe to you the kind of pain it was. And it was April, which is supposed to be spring. So there was this kind of delayed hope. And so when spring has finally come, all of us, I think everybody in this climate anyway, is just like, what? You know, we're all so excited. But there are these natural things that happen at springtime that I think are decent rules for living in general and living sort of a springtime season, even in your own soul. And so the first one we've already mentioned is just stop and breathe. Now, for a long time, I've been working, like several years now, I've been working on this stopping and breathing idea anyway. I've been using a thing called breathing prayer. And there's a few of those that I've been using that have been so helpful to me. One is I keep going back to this prayer. It's on the Practice podcast from Willow Creek. And it's a father who guides us in a prayer called Be Loved. And it's a St. Ignatius discipline. Be loved. And that has been something I've been using as a breath prayer all the time. I use it a lot when I go to yoga. And anyway, and instead of sort of meditating on my own self, which is sometimes the practice there, I meditate on Jesus and I practice the stopping and breathing and being loved. And actually, you know, it was really funny when I was describing myself doing this to my partner. I was saying, you know, oftentimes when I'm lying on that mat, there are these postures in between the postures that are just stopping and breathing postures. And when I'm lying on the mat in that stopped posture, I breathe in the word be, because this is not about me doing anything or functioning, or this is just about me being present. And then I breathe out love. And what I do when I'm on that mat is I start by breathing out love to my body. And often wherever I'm hurting, because I've just done some crazy posture that was really hard and it hurt and it was hard. And so when I lie down, maybe my heart is pounding. I just say, be loved. And I send love to my heart. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I send love to my legs. I send love to my arms. I send loves to my abdomen, which is really hard to do, by the way. And as I was describing sending love to my body, and then, you know, as the practice continues, I send love to the world and send love to areas where I'm worried, or I send love to my loved ones that I'm worried about, whatever the practice of prayer happens to lead me in that time. But as I was describing sending love to my body, I realized how most women, and I don't know, maybe many men too, I'm not sure, but I know for sure that most women that I've ever met don't send much love to their body. As a matter of fact, we send the opposite of love to our body. We have a hate relationship with our body. We're embarrassed. We're ashamed. You know, we're cut, like we treat our bodies with such terrible contempt. And the reasons for that are endless. But in that space, I realized, and I have as much a struggle with that as anybody, but I realized that on that mat in the mornings when I'm doing that beloved prayer, I start by loving my body. And how powerful of an activity that has become for me to just experience a little less shame and a little less contempt and a little less fear and a little less and a little more love and a little more love and a little more love every day. So stop and breathe. That's rule number one. Here's rule number two. Celebrate life everywhere it springs forth. So this is also natural. Like even my kids were out for a bike ride the other day and just stopped looking at the tree, looking at the buds on the end of the tree that haven't fully come out yet but are on the way out. And my little Moses said, you know, it's alive. I'm like, it sure is. It's alive. And I think this idea that even the bud on the tree, you know, we have that beautiful scripture in the Old Testament of Elijah where he says, I see the cloud the size of a fist, right? Like he's longing and been praying and interceding for the end of a drought. And everybody's despairing because it's not working. It's not working. It's not working. And then he spots this cloud the size of a fist. So I mean, it just feels like nothing, like a tiny little bud on a dead tree. But everywhere we spot it, we celebrate it. We point it out. We say, I see a cloud the size of a fist. It's coming. Life is coming. Life will always come. Life is springing forth. And spring, this life always comes, even after the dead of a winter, even after a long, horribly cold April and an ice storm when it was supposed to be. Even after that, life is springing forth. And just to celebrate it everywhere you see it, even in a relationship, even in your thought pattern, even in your everyday work experience, wherever there are these signs of life, celebrate, 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 celebrate. Here's rule number three, outside. And this is also a very natural thing, but when you go from a cold or a winter season of hibernation, spring lends itself just very naturally for you to get out of the house because the sun's shining and the birds are chirping and there's stuff to explore and there's things to do. It's when everyone gets on their Google and says like, what are some great hikes around here? Or where do I go to explore this? This is an exploration season. And what a beautiful posture to live by. If we want to live springtime lives, what if we got outside? And by outside, I don't just mean physically, although that's really a great idea too, but outside of what is normal, outside of what you would consider to be home, outside of your boundaries, outside of your comfort zones, outside of yourself. What if we were explorers of what's outside? And how cool of a posture would that be? So stop and breathe, celebrate life everywhere you see it, even if it's just in the tiniest form. Outside adventures, explore new places. Go ahead, live that way, live a life of exploration. Here's four, absorb the sun. Now, those of you who are living in places like LA where you're constantly slapping on the sunscreen, or I have friends, the older they get, the more they cover up because the wrinkles are getting more pronounced and the sunspots are coming out. But this idea that when you're in the sun, there's something that happens. Like even physically, this is true. You know, vitamin D2, it's absorbed through the sun or UV. And so there's a little bit of that that's really healthy for you. Too much of that and you're going to, you know, regret it. But a little bit of that. And one of the things I've noticed about absorbing the sun is to be outside. So even just sitting, I sit out in my deck. I don't have a very good view. It's just a backyard that's usually a mess. And I just sit in this chair and I just absorb the sun. I do nothing but absorb. And in our frenetically paced, busy lives, how often do we just stop and absorb the sun? And of course, if you're a follower of Jesus, you will know that what I mean by that is to absorb the sun, the warmth and the love and the rays of life and vitamin, you know, spiritual vitamins that Jesus can give to us if we'll just stop and absorb the sun. And then it's back to earth. It's back to dirt. It's time to get your hands dirty. And this is where spring induces a spring cleaning fever. You just got to get to that closet you never got to. You got to clean out the back deck. You got to do the garden. And it's not this duty for the most part, at least for me. It's not like, oh, I got to do this. It's like, let's do this now. It's time. Like, let's get back to the things that are life-giving, to the things that clear out space in our lives, that back to the things that really matter. And, you know, you see people at springtime just taking a bunch of old stuff they don't need anymore to the thrift store to make room in their lives for living. And that's kind of my final rule. So just briefly, rules for spring living. So this is now this season, this physical season that I'm in right now is reminding me of how I could live like this more. I could live and foster and nourish a springtime season in my own soul. And how could I do that? I'm going to stop and breathe. Be loved. You know, I also use this breath prayer by Bill Bright, Campus Crusade for Christ founder. And he used to say, breathe in whatever you need from God, love, presence, wholeness, freedom, you know, whatever that is, and breathe out in a spirit of confession, the things you don't want in your life anymore, fear, anxiety, negative thoughts, criticism, your own criticism, your own voice of critique, breathe it out and then breathe in love and acceptance and forgiveness and freedom and hope and truth and breathe out all those things that come from you. And that's also been a beautiful, when I was marathon training, I used that a lot as I would run. I would practice those breathing prayers as well. Stop and breathe. Here's number two, celebrate life everywhere it springs forth. Be the person who doesn't say, oh, it's never going to rain. Be the person who says, I see a cloud the size of a fist. It's coming. Life is coming. Spring is here. It's inevitable that life always breaks through the death, that resurrection always comes right through the other side of what looks like the end. It's not the end. It's a new beginning. So celebrate life everywhere it springs forth. Here. Outside adventures, not just outside physically, but outside your sphere. Go outside and explore. Find something new. It'll be fun. Absorb the sun. Let Jesus nourish your body, soul, mind, spirit. Let Jesus be vitamin D to your body. Go ahead and do that. And then here's the fourth one, back to the basics, back to the earth, making room, getting dirty, doing some work, actual physical work, things that make you feel like you're making room for the new and you're getting rid of the old. It's springtime, people. It's springtime. And I don't know about you, but I want to live a springtime life. So there's some ideas that I've been bouncing around this month as I'm bouncing outside and stopping and breathing and celebrating life wherever it springs forth. And I'm praying that you're going to find that same season possible in your life, whatever you're going through right now. Hope it helps. Bless you.